What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, another episode, another week of Engaging Heaven today. You can join us every Monday through Friday, daily devotionals. Let people know. That means subscribe, review, share. Sharing is caring, folks. And you can hit us up on Facebook, James Levesque. We're going to get right in, and we're going to call this episode, Monday Isn't the Problem. Monday isn't the problem. I remember having coffee one time with somebody, and they were telling me about how frustrated they were. And I think our coffee was later in the afternoon. It was a Monday. Today's a Monday. And they were going on and on about how much they just didn't like Monday and how much they dreaded the work week and how much they didn't want to, you know, be involved in what they're doing anymore and blah, blah, blah. And just, you know, to be very truthful, this person went through school to do this job and they just hated. I mean, they just couldn't stand what they do. And hearing how miserable they were, I'm just like, bro, Mondays don't suck. Your life does. Like, Mondays are pretty awesome. I truthfully, in my heart, I love Mondays. But if you're doing something in your life that you can't stand, then why would you still do it? And so there's a point of life where you just need to be responsible and just deal with things, because at the end of the day, probably no one likes, you know what I mean? They'd rather be with their family more. Probably no one likes just grinding every week going to work. But there's a level of like contentment in that, to where you make your family time count and you make your, you know, church time count, or, you know, fellowship time count. My son is going to be going to school this, you know, this fall, and he'd been in a nature school, but look, it was only like 2 or 3 hours a day, and that's not bad. But now I got to like let this dude go. You know what I mean? And I'm looking at him going, dang, I don't really want to. But guess what? I know it's appropriate for his well-being, education, all those things. And I can't blame the school system for not teaching my son the ways of the Lord when that's a parent job. Your school system shouldn't be teaching your kids anything. So back to the subject, I realized that, so I'm like, I could never live a life that I don't want to be in. Does that make sense? Like, I've always, like, whatever I do, I don't care if I was in customer service, whatever it is that I did for a job, whatever I did with my life, like, I made sure that I liked what I did. I'm a people person. I got to be around people all the time. So I wouldn't sit myself in a cubicle all day long if that's something that I don't desire. Now, some of y'all are cubicle people, and it would irk you to try to go spend days talking to people all day long. So look, God wired all of us differently. But there's a couple things you need to understand. There's the part of your life that makes a living, and then there's the part of your life that makes a life. And if you're so dissatisfied with how you're making a living, man, you're going to really struggle in the life department. Because it's like you're stressed out at work Monday through Friday, and you lose your peace, you know? You lose that connection with God, and then you're not great for everybody else in your life. And like, we have to stop blaming everybody for the reason that we're lacking in our heart. So look, your anger isn't because of me. It's not, you know, your loneliness isn't because of somebody else. Your lack of peace isn't your husband's fault. At some point, we got to take responsibility, and we've got to say, look, I'm going to do what I want to do in my life. There was heard a testimony last week about somebody that, look, she had a baby and she just realized in her heart that she didn't want to let somebody else raise her kid. And so she had a great job waiting for her. And she said, you know what? I'm going to stay at home with my kid if that means I lose my job. She had a wonderful job. And they said, look, we'll let you do a few hours at home. That's fine. We understand you want to be at home with your kid. Well, then they kept pushing her to do full time. Look, she wasn't coming in. They called her again. So what will it take to get you to go full time? And she's like, well, I just enjoying my time at home. I mean, I could carve some more time to work. If you really want me back, it's going to have to be this. And I kid you not, friends, they doubled her income for another 10 hours a week to go full time. And she's still at home. But let me tell you something. If she never had the thought, I want to be at home with my kid, I don't want to be at work all day, then she wouldn't have been at home with her kid. She would have still been at work. Does that make sense? Sometimes you don't have anything in life because you're scared to ask the question. You're not willing to say, what will it take for me to believe for this? So I know three different people that could get promotions around me and they just won't apply for it because they don't think they're good enough. Or I say, why don't you ask your boss for another $10 an hour and to work from home? And in their mind, it would be like, why would I ever? Well, if you felt like you were worth it and you felt like your time was worth it, you would. Because truthfully, the life you're living today, listen, now there's nothing harm by what I'm telling you because it can change in a moment. But the life you're living today is what you're creating it to be. So if you don't like the product, you're the chef. Legit. Like, no matter what you want to do today, you can do it. And so we're scared to ask those questions to find the peace that will lead to the freedom that we want in our lives. And if it's more time with your family, then make more time for your family. If it's thinking you can work from home, then make a decision. If it's switching careers, then gosh, well, who cares? You only get one of these deals, man. You only get one. We got to make it count and redeem the time. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey, everyone. Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about Mondays aren't the problem. You know, the Bible says that we've got to redeem the time because the days are evil. There has to be something about your life that redeems the time. Look, are you burnt out? Are you stressed out? Are you, you know, tired, not having an energy to do anything you want to do? That's a big red flag. Time with your children, making room for what's important in your life. And so, look, I realize it, but sometimes the fear in your life to believe, the fear in your life to believe for change is greater than your belief that God will give you something better. So fear always anchors us to, man, it'll never be better than this. Oh man, I'm just kind of stuck. You're not stuck. Do you realize something? The average person, I'm not, you know, look, I hope we all live to 800. The average person lives to probably 75, maybe if you get there. And so, look, the first 20 years of your life are probably jacked up, right? I mean, it's not like you're slaving away. So about your 20s, you start trying to get educated to figure out what it is you want to work for. Then you start having a job in your 30s, 40s, you're working. It's your prime income years, right? Then in the 50s, you start thinking, oh no, what am I supposed to do? I'm heading down the hill here. And then ideally, I know it's not that way anymore. You're supposed to work till your 60s. There was an idea of retirement. I mean, obviously, you know, I wouldn't do it, but most people would retire. And if my mom did, God bless her. You retire and then what? You die? So let me get this right. The early part of your years, you're just too young and trying to develop. The later part of the years, you're falling apart and just drooling on yourself. And then that time in between that is the primest years of your life, you're slaving away to a job? And wait a minute. And we're going to look back and call this a life? Seriously? That's not a life? Congratulations, you've made some money and now you're too tired to do anything in your life and you can't really appreciate anything. What am I saying? Look, you got to hear me. Don't hear what I'm not saying to you. It's important that we don't blame Monday for our lack of peace. And if we continually wake up and we realize that there's no peace in our life, you don't have any peace, it's not Monday's problem, it's you. And you need to love yourself enough to think, what am I doing? I need to make more time for the kingdom. I need to make more time for my family. God will honor those thoughts. And it's possible to wake up on Monday morning and love it, because I do. I can't wait till the week starts. I'm itching to get started. I can't wait for a new set of divine appointments and things to do, and everything's open and you can connect with people and work and be diligent. I love Mondays. It's not Monday isn't the problem. We have to stop letting other people's poor decisions affect us. We can't let fear decide where we end up in life. And you know what? For some of us, I know it's hard to understand. We might have to learn to live with less. Is the extra 15 grand worth it? Or can you be happier with more time on your hands doing what you love to do? I mean, this is real life questions, man. Is it, when you look back, is what did you do? Congratulations? And so, you know, I mean, you've got to think that your time is worth so much, and it's important to start prioritizing for the kingdom's purpose. I'm not saying anybody that works a lot of hours should leave their job. Some of you absolutely need to leave your job. I'm not saying that if you have a great job and God's provided for you that you leave the job. Don't be weird. I can show you executives making $400,000 a year that have time and make time and have peace and make peace. So don't be weird. What I'm saying is, if there's no peace in your heart, find out where the broken part is. And don't dread Mondays. Find out where your peace is and go there. And if you need to learn to live with less, then God will bless you for it. You know? I mean, we all know. Look, you want to look, here's Retirement 101 with James Levesque. Own stuff. When you get old enough to where you want to retire, own stuff. Because there's only two ways to do it, friends. You either make more money or spend less. And if you're later in life and you're heading to a point where you can't make as much money anymore, you better own stuff. Because then you don't have to work as much. And then you can have more peace in your life. So, look, I just refuse to live in my, how old am I, 38? I just refuse to live in my 30s like I'm a slave to something. Make time for your family. Make time for what's important to you. Switch careers if you need to. Spend more time serving at a breakfast program, finding a way to love somebody that's unlovely. Because when you look back in life, that's going to be what really mattered. It's not going to be, did you show up every day and did you make a ton of money? And no, where's your peace, man? And some of you need to make some major decisions to change some things in your life, because it just ain't worth it. Mondays are fine. We love them, kiss them, and embrace them. Woo! Until tomorrow, you're rocking with Engaging Heaven Today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.